Trump pushes CFTC to write rules that would onshore Hyperliquid. President Donald Trump said on August 19th that CFTC Chair Michael Selig is working to bring Hyperliquid, an on-chain derivatives venue valued around $200 billion, into the United States regulatory perimeter. The comment, reported by Crypto Slate, turns a single decentralized exchange into a test case for a question U.S. agencies have avoided answering. What set of rules a legal on-chain exchange has to follow? There is no existing federal framework built for a venue like this. U.S. derivatives law was written for centralized clearinghouses and registered intermediaries, not for a matching engine that runs on a public blockchain with no company sitting between traders and the order book. Directing the CFTC to onshore Hyperliquid means the agency has to define the category before it can license anything inside it. A directive that skips the rulebook, the instruction runs ahead of the machinery. The CFTC registers designated contract markets and swap execution facilities under decades-old statutes that assume a corporate operator, custody arrangements, and a compliance chain of named parties. Hyperliquid's model, where trades settle on-chain and the protocol itself is the venue, does not map onto those categories cleanly. That gap is the story. To bring the platform onshore, regulators either stretch existing definitions to cover a decentralized order book or write new ones. Either path sets precedent for every other on-chain exchange watching from offshore. The CFTC has already signaled it is prepared to build a crypto regime on its own if the Clarity Act stalls in Congress. And this fits that posture. Act through the agency rather than wait for legislation. One project, one policy problem. Singling out a named venue for onshore treatment raises an obvious concern about favoritism. Changpeng Zhao, the former Binance chief, warned publicly that a U.S. framework built around Hyperliquid cannot be allowed to advantage one project over its competitors. A rulebook drafted with a single platform in mind risks encoding that platform's specific architecture as the standard, which would disadvantage rivals structured differently. The counterargument is that any first mover forces the definitional work, and the resulting rules then apply to all comers. Which of those two outcomes materializes depends entirely on how the CFTC drafts the language. Platform-specific carve-outs versus a technology-neutral category. That drafting has not happened yet, so the fairness question stays open. Hyperliquid's relevance here is not incidental. Real-world assets became its fastest-growing user driver in the first half of 2026, which pulls the venue closer to the tokenized securities questions the SEC and CFTC are both circling. An onshore Hyperliquid would sit at the intersection of derivatives oversight and tokenized asset rules, not off to one side. Market backdrop, as of August 21st, the push lands during a strong week for crypto prices. As of August 24, 2026, Bitcoin traded at $76,778, up 6.5% over 24 hours and 22.2% over 7 days, while XRP jumped 17.1% on the day to 137 and Ether sat at 2358, up 25.7% on the week, per CoinMarketCap data. The Fear and Greed Index read 73 in greed territory. Rising prices do not change the regulatory mechanics, but they raise the stakes. A $200 billion on-chain venue drawing U.S. retail and institutional flow during a rally is exactly the kind of volume regulators prefer to have inside a supervised perimeter rather than outside it. That is part of the argument for moving now. The practical stakes for builders and users. For on-chain traders, nothing changes today. Hyperliquid operates as it did before the comment, and no rule, license, or registration has been issued. What shifted is the signal. The administration wants a decentralized derivatives venue supervised under U.S. law, and the CFTC has been named as the agency to make that happen. The practical implication sits with anyone building an on-chain exchange or considering U.S. market access. The category is about to be defined, and the first definition tends to stick. Whether it arrives as a narrow accommodation for one venue or a durable framework for the whole sector is the variable worth tracking. On-chain venues that route payments or spending and the wallets and cards connected to them inherit whatever custody and intermediary standards the CFTC decides a legal on-chain exchange must meet.